Chris Martin is on our show today. You will probably know him as the lead singer of the band called Coldplay. If that's all you know about him, listen up. Or if you think you know more than you do, maybe you don't. This is the official Chris Martin from Coldplay biography.
Chris Martin was born in England years ago and is the pianoist and lead singer in the band Coldplay, along with three other blokes, although nobody knows what they're called. Formed in Devon or Cornwall somewhere, Coldplay was discovered by Steve Lamacq, who was down in the West Country on a caravanning trip with Jo Wiley, his former wife. Macko liked the band so much that he asked them to come up to see him in London, where he promised to make them all stars. Sadly, Steve couldn't work his magic on all the band, but he did manage to make Chris Martin famous. And this is how he managed to score himself a celebrity wife in the form of Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth has been in loads of films where she's been working as an actress, and so their house must be chock-a-blocko with awards, with all of Gwyneth's Oscars and Chris Martin's Brits and other stuff. A man of strong morals and values, Chris Martin is aiming to save the world, free Nelson Mandela, and end poverty and stuff, along with other famous types like Bono, Brandon Block, Sting, and Apache Indian. They plan to make poor people history, and through awareness and gigs and the like, they should be able to do it. Apparently, Live Aid was his idea, and Bob Gandalf and Mitch Ure regard him as an inspirationalist, even though he confesses to being a bit forgetful, which is why he has to write everything down on his hands.
Some people have filofaxes, but I just use my hands, says Chris.
And it's wise words like that that have made him one of the most important people in world history. We're all dead excited to meet him, so let's hope he checks his clocks so that he's not late and gets here at the speed of light, just like their record. Or else he'll be in trouble when he comes in for a talk in my place. Right here, only on The Chris Moyle Show.
So now you... so now you know.
Chris Moyle Show. Ba-ba-ba-da-da. International Radio 1.
Please bring into the studio the man that is known by people around the world and indeed friends as Mr. Chris Martin. Hooray! Here he is. Wow, look. I told you, it's just like an American talk show. Woo!
Good evening.
And you walk in.
Hi.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
Very good,
great.
Thank you. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
You're a bit lively and a bit perky.
I'm good. I haven't been to bed.
Why?
Various reasons.
Okay. Is everything okay? Do you need any help? Trouble with the neighbours? Any problems?
If you could set me up with a cheaper chat line, that'd be good.
Right, okay. Do you speak any German? Because we'll talk after the show.
Are all yours in German?
For the, what?
I said, are all your chat lines in German?
No, there's a couple of Spanish numbers.
Oh.
But I get words mixed up.
How come we sit and you stand? Is that an authority thing?
I stand, but no, it's not. I stand because I like to stand, because I have the freedom of space and movement.
I feel like you're about to disqualify us for bad driving.
But Dave, no, Dave refuses to stand.
Really?
Yeah.
It's essentially a laziness thing. I mean, we can if you want. Watch this, right? Observe.
Oh, here we go. It's the impress the guest thing again.
Ooh.
Oh!
That's flash, isn't
that's
it?
That's like the, what's it called? Starship.
Yeah.
The desk goes up.
God, that's incredible.
Now, you see, Mr. Martin, we are higher than Mr. Moyles.
That's right.
Oh, now it feels like we're going to serve you your dole.
But if watch that. I'm sorry for all the listeners who've heard this a million times.
This is incredible.
This is the impress the guests with the hydraulic desks. Wow. Dave, on three, this is a real head trip. Okay? On three. One, two, three. Now, one goes up and the other one goes down, right?
Do you bring girls in here in the
end
of the night?
I'm telling you. Yeah, ones that I met with the German chat line. Anyway, so there you go. So,
anyway.
Hi. Are you okay? I'm worried.
I'm great, man. I'm just nervous to get too excited on your program because
you can do that's fine. That's okay.
I just got back from America and I'm so happy to be home that I haven't been to sleep.
Really?
Well, I'm just happy to be back, you know, amongst you know,
friends.
How long have you been away for?
12 years.
Right, and that was seriously some trip.
Well, it was a tax thing.
Right. Oh. Do you do, you know, the normal things when you get back? Do you walk around the house looks so different.
No, I like to just walk around a Belsize park where I live.
Really? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lovely area of London.
Well, also, we did a radio thing yesterday for another station. Not but it's, you know, it's
for... Was that the Radio 2 thing?
It was Radio 2.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
That's for old people.
Then, I wanted to go to that.
So we were in Abbey Road all night, and then I just went home and had hot dogs and... but not real dogs, of course.
Right, sure.
Hot toast.
I mean, like sausages.
They were like fake sausages.
Right, right. Is that what they're called?
That's what I'm calling them, and if I say jump, you say how high.
Okay, say it.
Fossages.
How high?
12. Well, as high as... Anyway.
How many times have you played at Abbey Road?
None. One.
Was that for the first time last night?
That was the first time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to be a big buzz for a musician playing there, I would imagine.
It was amazing, yeah. It was cool.
We've had stuff mixed there, haven't we?
Well, technically, yes.
But we had
our first single mixed there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Have you had your 80s pop thing mixed?
No, I've never recorded that. I've never laid that down.
Is it an unpublished demo?
Yeah, so far. And, you know, but we had our... We always say this when musical acts come in. Dave and I recorded a song, and that was mixed at Abbey Road.
Really? What Never. Was the song called?
It was called "You're My Baby."
I can't believe we're less than 5 minutes into
is
the
it on the
conversation.
I am trying to put Chris Martin at ease.
Rachel, you have to understand that
you're not a million miles away.
We're all musicians, right? And we have common ground
here. Man,
and we're talking
back,
music,
man.
Right? Yeah. We're jamming.
We're just shooting it, you know.
Wait till you hear it, though. That's why.
Let's hear it. Can we put it on the playlist?
Let me go
later. We'll play it to you later.
Okay.
So it's a great track. It's a great pop record.
It's our band Ghetto Life. Right?
I like it.
See?
He lives in Belsize Park.
I don't know what you mean. I've never heard of that place. Don't tell everyone where I live.
He's kind of ghetto-y though around there.
Seriously, don't tell everyone where I live.
There's a lot of drug dealing on our road.
I don't live on the same road as you.
He lives on
yes, you do.
I don't. I live in
Electric
Brixton.
Avenue.
Oh, really?
Next door to Eddie Grant.
I live above a kebab shop that was
used to be
owned by
Have you seen how much drug dealing goes on that road?
I don't
it's
live
crazy.
Near you.
You don't live near me. Okay, where I live.
I have no idea where you live.
We live, you know, there's like a posh bit, and then the rest of it is kind of crazy.
Mm. Yeah. My brother used to live in the crazy bit, you know, at the back.
Yeah.
Through the church.
And we know someone who lives there. That's,
I mean, it's crazy.
It's not a problem,
but
seriously.
But it's good to live there, you know.
Seriously, the guy at the back... You know what I mean, you know, at your
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a guy who lives there. Seriously, he looks like he could kill you. He used to work at the V&A, really nice guy. Anyway.
Morning,
if you
Dave.
Any trouble, not a problem. He can be over the wall. 30
okay.
seconds.
Thank you.
So anyway, now that we have sorted out the local environment.
So You're My Baby came out when?
You're My Baby never got released. It never got signed.
Is it up for a Brit or is it?
Well, the last person who heard it was Louis Walsh, who said, seriously, this is great. You should release this.
The person before who listened to it was Simon Cowell, who thought it was rubbish.
Simon Cowell was just in character,
slagging it off. He has great taste, so
yeah,
you should listen to it.
But he was just in character mode, slagging it off. I genuinely believe deep down in his heart of hearts, he was thinking, I wish I'd have signed this.
I think, you're a bit like Robson and Jerome, the two of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, they were very successful artists.
Listen, man, I'm not being cynical. They
there you go, but look, here's the single.
Oh, you got it.
But
let's
just
put it on.
Just to prove it was mixed at Abbey Road.
Can we put it on for a bit?
Can we put it on later? Please.
Okay.
Provisionally.
Do you know what? Only because people, like all the regular listeners will go, I can't believe Chris Martin comes in and Chris automatically brings up his record and does the, oh no, don't make me play it routine, because they will.
Don't play it then.
I'll play you a bit, because it's good.
Let's do it after the news.
Let's do the news.
Yeah.
What I love about the news is the music in the background. If you listen.
It's news beat.
Someone's told someone, do a piece of music and make it very tense. And they've done it since like 1976, and it's still the same piece.
It's an original work of, it's news info music, that's what it is.
Ninfo.
It's, well, okay,
that's
yes.
what I call it.
It's ninfo, with your sausages, fossages.
Fossages.
It's another great surreal interview, I love these. Because we always blame our surrealism on the guest. We're slightly surreal at the same time.
Can I ask, a beard question?
Yeah.
How is this like a new thing?
Or? No. Do you know what I did? In January, I left the beard for a whole month.
Yeah.
And then when I shaved it off, I went during a couple of records the other week, and I left my goatee, which I used to have years ago, just for a laugh. Then I went back in, showed the goatee to everyone, went back in, and then left a My Name Is Earl handlebar moustache, which was a great look.
Yeah.
So are you performing tomorrow night at the Brits?
Yeah, I think so.
Handlebar moustache, if you could grow it in time.
Actually, I've got... This is not... When in the news, I'll show you something.
Okay.
It might make you...
Is it hair-based?
Oh.
It's very hair-based.
Right. Oh! Am I right?
It's not rude at all.
Okay, fine.
In fact, I can show it to you now if you want.
Well, it's up to you. I don't want to put any pressure on you to show
us. I'll show you later.
Okay, fine. That's okay. Okay. I'm worried because the last guest just said that was Davina McCall when she showed her ass tattoo to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
He's got Davina McCall tattooed on his ass. It was a late night one day in LA. what haircut are we going to have for tomorrow night's Brits performance?
I'm going to go for what they call What do they call it? They call it the
number one.
Huh?
Are you going to have the? Are you going to have your hair? And what I'm asking is, you're going to shave off the crazy hair for tomorrow?
What are you trying to say? You get me here and insult me at 8:29.
No, yeah, I could have got you in earlier and insulted you, but I gave you the benefit of the doubt. What I'm saying is the it's crazy hair.
Is it crazy hair?
It is crazy hair.
Well, we're about to go into hiding for a long time.
Are you?
Yeah.
So then you can grow it then, so you need to shave it off for the performance.
I don't want to shave it. The reason is you've got it. If you've got it, you've got to flaunt it.
Right. See, now I have a different view.
Really?
If I had it, I'd baseball cap it.
Well, baseball caps are suspicious.
I think you'd look... seriously, I think you'd look great on stage tomorrow night with a baseball cap.
I think you'd look like you worked in a petrol station.
That's fine.
You know?
It's fine.
If you wore a baseball hat.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So is the crazy hair staying for tomorrow night?
Listen, man.
And I'm not...
on.
No, it's... I'm not saying... I'm
this
saying,
is a look. This is not crazy hair. It's a look.
It's a look that only you have.
Well, it's because I'm doing Michael Bolton on Stars in the Rise.
Oh, see, now I understand.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you can get a bit of steel bars into tomorrow night's performance...
What's that?
Steel bars.
It's a Michael Bolton classic.
Wrapped all around me.
If you can get a bit of how can we be lovers if we can't be
how
friends?
How can we be lovers?
Like then I will give £10 to charity.
Will you give it to the charity for us to stop poor people?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I will back you with the stopping of poor people.
Will you seriously tomorrow, like, not take the piss and say something nice?
Make
about
Michael Bolton history.
I tell you what. If you promise to be, like, nice to people for half an hour.
I am nice. I'm lovely.
How can we be nervous?
If you do that, I'll be. Okay. Do you know what? Here's the deal. If you sing a bit of Michael Bolton tomorrow night at the Brits, I will promise to be nice to a poor person. Now, how about that? How about that?
That'll be bastard. Me then.
No, you know what I mean? Mind your language.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I apologise.
I'm sorry, I apologise.
There you go, sorry. If you do it anymore, I'll spank you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, what we'll do is, how about this? If you sing a bit of Michael Bolton, then you and I, hand in hand, can go to the rough area and we can spread joy around the drug takers. I don't know where this is going.
Play some music.
I think that's a good idea. Right, we'll do a little trail, and then we'll do the news, and then we'll be back with more of Mr. Christopher Martin.
One wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Keep listening for the non-British track that I'll play later, and you could be coming to the Brits with me and this bloke, Dave. You're going to the Brits.
Yeah! Yeah!
Laura's all on her own in her first week of university. More from the diary at 5:15. And maybe Chappa's most random revenge call ever.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4. Scott Mills.
Radio
1.
Right, more from the great mind that is Mr. Chris Martin. I am being nice. I thought I was being nice. I'm being a nice, warm, friendly guy.
You're always nice, great friend.
Thanks, great mate. I am nice, Chris.
I think you're fantastic. You're doing great.
Oh, you stuff it. Hey, you wait till you hear the record.
Oh, don't make us play it. Please, don't make us play it.
Oh, no. Where did you find that?
I tell you what, will you play Michael Bolton?
We'll compromise.
He's a solo artist.
And we can't because he's American. We're only playing British artists.
Okay,
oh, thank the Lord for that
musical. Will you play Michael from Bolton?
If we can find a track of Michael from Bolton, we'll do that. All right, so more Chris in a second, more great British music, and Michael from Bolton, maybe, after some news from Dominic. It's 8:32.
Radio 1.
It's now 8:37.
What was the sigh for?
That jingle was not great.
That's...
Can you do the travel again with your track underneath it?
What, with the news?
You're My Baby.
Oh, don't make us play it, Chris.
Let's see how the news works over You're My Baby.
Don't embarrass us.
For people who don't understand about radio.
I'll tell you what, it won't work, and I'll tell you why.
Put it on and then do the news over it again.
Chris, you are missing the heavy irony and parody of the One Road Travel jingle, which is deliberately to sound cheesy, unlike the other brilliant jingles. And by the way, very disappointed you haven't commented on your own personalised Chris Martin jingle, which was beautifully sung, arranged and lyricised
by me. That's why we were doing in Abbey Road yesterday. We were composing our own jingles.
You could do that.
I'm coming in, so you better get them. Something.
Yeah, that's why I wrote
it. It's not so good.
No.
I'm off.
No, no, no,
stay here.
The thing is, you know, as much as you sit there and you think that your bizarre, surreal ramblings don't fit in with the show, you're so wrong. Mm. It does.
They're not. Okay.
It's almost like you're a member of the team.
Which thanks.
Okay. Beep beep. New and improved. Seriously, do you not love the beep?
I like it. Okay.
Beep beep. Beep. What?
And we've even...
It's very Beatlesy.
If you really want...
I like that bit.
We even have a cappellas of the beat.
You don't have to get paranoid.
And we also...
I'm just one listener.
We've got...
Dominic Byrne.
Yeah, we've got... You know,
wow.
It's nice, isn't it?
You can put that in one of your songs if you want.
We'll do that tomorrow on the Brits.
Yeah. okay, thanks very much. Dominic Byrne. Here we go.
One, two, three, four. Beep, beep.
You've got to show him.
Are you going to the Brits?
No, don't.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're backstage.
You've got to show him.
What do you think it's going to be like?
Well, we're backstage, so we don't have to watch much of it.
I think everyone will be drinking, which will be good.
You don't drink, though, do you?
Yeah, I won't be there.
No, do you drink? Do you drink at all? Do you have a little wine?
Occasionally I do, but I don't like talking about it.
Right, okay.
Really? I think you should keep all your private stuff to yourself and not try and sell records with how many drugs you take.
Well, it's not a private thing. I just ask if you have a drink, you know, because you're perceived as a non-drinker, but I
don't care. We're perceived as many things.
Right, okay.
Everyone perceives everything is always wrong.
Jeez, you're so defensive. This is like talking to my girlfriend when I'm late in from the, you know.
Well, you were late. I saw you. You were back
I
at
was,
9.
I stayed in. That would be early. Trust me. She'd be delighted if I got back out at 9:30. We could go for a drink. Yeah, there are so many places that I reckon you've never been to near where you live that I can show you around.
Okay.
Don't you think, Dave?
I think it's a great idea.
Can we have this conversation with the news jingle?
Yes,
but
I think it would give it an element of...
Do you want the news or the sport?
Gravitas.
Yeah, news or sport.
News.
Or weather.
Okay.
It's up to you, Chris.
I forget it.
No, it's Dominic.
Like that. It's up to you.
Dom, do your thing.
Right.
You're very good at the news, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Because there's a lot of distractions in here.
There is, like Chris Martin sat next to me.
I always thought when I listened to the news on radio that the guy was kind of in his own booth in a suit.
Yeah, I'm not in a booth.
Not being distracted by a moving desk and some keyboard players.
That's right. Are you going to show him?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Now, you know you said...
We could go for a
drink. You know you said off the air about songs and certain music
that
you don't want to hear today? Dominic does... the best impression of you I've ever seen.
Really?
And it's purely visual.
Bear in mind, this comes from a place of goodness.
I don't care where it comes from.
It does, doesn't it?
Genuinely.
It's going to be horrible, isn't it?
No, it's not at all.
Do you think we don't take enough abuse for
no,
that?
No, this is not abuse. This is praise.
Seriously, you are so... is it your time of the month?
No, I'll tell you why it is. Okay. You want to know why it is? It's because yesterday this journalist came up to me and was all friendly.
Right.
And this is a guy that's like talked the biggest load of...
Right, rubbish.
Rolex. Stuff about me.
Mm. Yeah.
And it kind of... I was so happy to be back. And I was like, there's still weird people around.
But you know what?
Do the impression.
Don't let it wind you up, man.
Well, it's not winding. I'm only
these people. Right, seriously, screw them.
Do the impression.
Right. And by the way, you could afford to have these people killed.
It's okay. You've got to live and let live.
This is a visual...
this is going to be funny.
This is going to cheer you up. Screw this journalist. This is going to cheer you up.
Right. Okay.
You have to have some... Have you got any music?
I can play a little bit of Coldplay in the background. What if we play Coldplay that's not your Coldplay? How about that?
Why don't you play your 80s thing?
I can accompany Dominic.
No, you can't.
I can.
Do it.
Fade
me up.
Right. This is going to sound awful now. This is going to take away from Dom's brilliant, amazing impression.
This is just something I've observed that you do on stage, right?
Do you know, I think you're going to have to wait, though, because Dave's piano played that.
Come on,
three.
Come on.
Yeah, it won't go, will it?
Yeah, it's not.
Right, so what I've noticed is, you stand, okay, when you get really into it and stuff. You stand with your arms
by the
side.
Keep going.
Raise your knee.
This looks like Karate Kid.
No, you do on stage.
This is you.
Okay.
Check out your DVD. And then you bounce backwards.
That's the last record.
Diagonally, yeah. But you did it there a bit. Anyway, you bounce back diagonally in that direction and
you ready?
Your head to the left. You ready? Ready?
Go! There you go!
You do that, don't you?
It must be like looking in a mirror.
You do it a lot, yeah.
You do look.
Dave, you can stop now.
The whole thing about rock and roll, which people don't remember, is that what the spirit of rock and roll is doing what you feel and what you think. It's not necessarily...
Absolutely.
Wearing the right leather trousers. So if you want to do an interpretative dance which makes you look like Karate Kid, you should be allowed to.
But, you know... And
the Karate Kid tour.
Not
enough
people do that, do they?
Do it again.
Yeah.
I like it.
You've got a chair in the way.
You have a chair on stage with you. and a can of WD-40 on the desk.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to what could be the last interview Chris Martin ever does on Radio 1 after he bans himself from coming into the building.
I take, you know, I think dancing is more of a passion than a skill for me.
It is.
You know?
And you do it really well. I don't wish you any
I'm more
feeling.
Into it than I'm good at it.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
Well, I just think you've got to lose yourself in it, and that's my job.
Yeah.
And if I look like a twat, then so be it.
When I dance, Sophie always laughs. Even if I'm not.
Hold it, is there some rumbling going on?
It's the tube.
Okay, so I thought.
No, seriously, it's the tube.
Someone farted.
No, trust me. Well, with these team of people, you wouldn't be still in the studio.
Okay, so what were you saying?
I don't know. I'm going to shut up and play record.
Who is this?
This is the genius that is Badly Drawn Boy.
I agree with you.
And this is Silent Sigh, which is love.
From the About a Boy soundtrack. Mm.
That's right. Well, album.
Shh. Okay, let's be quiet.
Okay. We were nearly in that film.
Shh. Chris says to be quiet.
Okay, we'll tell you later.
Don't do any talking. Don't do that cheap thing. Just hit the vocal.
I know.
Right, okay.
Because people hate it when you just...
Dusty Springfield and Son of a Preacher Man. Oh, you two carry on. Don't worry, Joe. Wiley, I'll be into your studio to chat up your guests when you've got
Hey, be respectful, man. That's the most
the Banana Boys.
Radio.
Who?
Joe.
Oh,
White.
Joe White. Oh, your tongue's to the wrong. No, hang on.
Have a bit of respect, man.
Your tongue's
to insult my band, but don't insult my mistress.
Oh my God! Seriously, you, dude, what? Will you just chill out?
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
He's joking.
No, he's not, Joe. We know he's not joking. I love Joe. Listen, you know nothing about me. I have so much respect for her. I've been trying to bang her for 2 years. That's how much I love Joe.
See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Martin is still with us on the show today.
And, oh, man.
And listen, I feel as though I need to tell you, and I don't want to embarrass you, but look at me. But I need to tell you this.
See me in my bathroom?
No, listen, I need to... I've seen somebody, but I didn't know who it was. Now, listen, right?
Go on.
I love your band, right? I think your band is brilliant.
That makes one of you.
Okay.
Plus the other and 9.5 million.
I don't think you realise how good you guys are.
Well, this is nonsense, man. Let me tell you why.
Listen, I'm talking. You listen, okay. Right? Look me in the eye. You won't be saying about me not being nice. So I'm going
to
tell you.
Can we move the desk up to do this?
No, with whatever you want.
I want to stand for this because it feels important.
Shush, listen. I'm standing. You are, in my opinion... one of the greatest talents this country has had out for a long, long time. Yeah. And I drive around listening to your albums. I'm a big fan. And without giving too much away, because I live the other side of London, miles away from Chris, one of the things that I've often done before is pulled up outside your house to park my car and realised I've got the roof off and I'm playing your stuff way too loud without realising. So, listen, you're a talent.
Well,
shut up and stop your moaning, because you're brilliant.
I'm not moaning, man. We
I know you're not moaning, but...
I tell you what, I think it's something to do with being English, right? Last week, we got told this thing... that our record last year was good in the world.
Right.
We did okay.
Yeah.
But we couldn't... someone asked us about it, and we just don't know how to deal with it.
It's great.
I think it's good to be like that. That's part of being British, I think.
Sure, I think so, too.
You can't really admit when things are going well, but...
I can help you with that.
You should walk it, not talk it.
Listen, I can help you with that. I've got a huge ego. I can share some of that.
I haven't really noticed the ego.
Trust me. It's there. I hide it very well.
Anyway.
But like me, I know that I'm the greatest radio broadcaster this country has ever seen since Ed Stewpot Stewart. So, but I know that, but I'm comfortable with that.
Who's Ed Stewpot Stewart?
See that? Because I've eclipsed him.
Who is he?
He did Cracker Jack and he used to be on Radio 1.
Was he like your version of Bono?
No, not at all, no.
Did you have his poster on your wall?
No.
When you were growing up, seriously... did you have... Because I had a picture of Aha on my wall, that's why I've got all bracelets on my wrist.
I had Debbie Gibson.
Who's that?
Debbie Gibson. She was an American
singer. Debbie Harry?
No.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson. She had a hit with Out of the Blue.
Mm. Can we play that?
She's American. We can't play
I love
it.
The way it's that everything I ask you to play, you don't play, because it's not American.
Because of the Brits. We're, you know, so all the British music.
So that's what you mean, you turn into National Front now?
What? No. No.
This is One World.
We are.
Didn't you see Live 8?
If we play a track, seriously, I mean, to celebrate all the last five days leading up.
Okay, we've played some Kaiser Chiefs, right? Because they're amazing.
Yes,
Arctic Monkeys, obviously the best band in the world.
You know, now I've given in. Whatever you want.
Are you playing any Arctic Monkeys today? Everyone's playing.
I'm sure we will. I haven't looked at the list, but I'm sure we. I'm sure.
It's Artist Day today.
Is it?
Oh yeah. So
it was Bands Day yesterday.
Oh okay.
Yeah, it's that.
So you can't play Kanye West.
He's an American.
He would be an American.
He once had an uncle who had sex with an English girl.
It doesn't
matter. Does that count?
Sadly, it doesn't
matter. How much of an English person do you have to be to get on your show today? Oh. My mum's from Africa, so...
Right. I just, do you know, any other day you come true. Back, I'll play you what you want to hear. I swear. I'll play you anything. I don't care.
Do I have to call in?
Just to put a smile on your face. No, you'll hold your ass down here.
Put a smile on my face. Don't.
You're 10 minutes away in a fast car. Or a bike, if you wouldn't be so pussy. You get on the bike.
How do you know the story?
I know everything.
How do you know that story?
Because I heard about the story. That's all.
Now listen, don't...
No, I've just been told because I was saying about getting you a bike. Because I wanted you to stay longer for the show.
Hey, well, listen, I tell you, I was driving along the other day in America.
Right.
Okay, now that sounds like name dropping, but I do know America.
Right.
And
I've been there too.
We were driving down the road, like 70 miles an hour or something in the fast lane.
Right.
And the other side, this, I think I can use the word cat.
That's fine.
This guy was coming the other way. On his motorbike, except he wasn't on his motorbike. He was holding onto the handlebars, but he was on the side of it on rollerblades.
Really?
Now, rollerblading is stupid enough as it is, but this guy kind of took the biscuit, and so that's why I won't get on a motorbike, because I don't want to be associated with rollerblades.
You don't have to ride a motorbike like this, idiot.
I like rollerblading.
You can ride it normal.
I'm sorry, okay. Please don't write in and say that. Rollerbladingist.
No. Jesus, don't make the guy any more paranoid than he already is.
I'm not paranoid. I don't think I think you've got to have the wheels
you've
in four places,
now.
Not one.
Make rollerblading history.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. We're going to do a big gig in Hyde Park to ban rollerblading.
And you're fronting it.
That's right.
Yeah. And none of the rollerbladers are in Hyde Park are allowed.
That's right. We're going to burn some rollerblades on the air and say, everybody say no, no.
Well, I think, you know, when the wheels are in four corners, it's just cooler.
Right.
Oh, roller boots are definitely
roller
cooler.
Roller boots are cooler.
Yeah. Oh, with the stoppers.
Yeah.
With the stoppers. Mm.
I'm going to say I have no idea now what the
I used to go to roller disco.
Mm. Yeah?
Mm.
Rollerblades are just like ice skates, but with wheels, you know, in one line. Rollerblades are when you've got four wheels.
I could care less, seriously.
No, you just got that the wrong way.
Yeah, anyway.
My girlfriend, well, I can't actually talk about it, it's private. But anyway.
Does she have boots?
Play some music.
I thought you were married now. I thought you were married. You're not married?
No,
okay.
Cowabunga.
Oh, see, do you know, just now
play
you
the news music.
You ruined that. Everything was fine until the boot conversation, and now, Chris, write a song about
me. Do you get paranoid because you're really just building up for Joe Wiley's show?
I'm not paranoid. I'm quite happy in myself. Seriously.
Do you feel confident in your DJing?
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you ever get home and think...
Who else would let this interview carry on if they weren't confident that the listeners were enjoying it?
Okay,
I'm 100% confident.
I'm going to go now, seriously.
No, you're not going to
do Brits thing.
You've got 3.5 minutes. I wanted to write a song for me.
I got a house with the cornflake door. And I take some milk and it opens it some more. I got a house with some cheese windows. I don't know why, it's just the way it goes. Come and eat my house. Come and eat my... I mean, I don't know where it's going.
It's brilliant.
Know, I'm loving that.
It's kind of a more vegan version of Hansel and Gretel.
Right, I say that's track 4 in the next single.
Album.
Okay, even better.
Cornflake Door. I like that.
It's called Cornflake Door.
Here's a question for you before you go. I want to get loads of questions in. I find this hilarious. Shouldn't we
wrap it up?
Just shut up. I know about radio. This is sounding great. If I was in the studio sitting
like a strangled cat,
you were going, keep going,
okay.
I'd keep going.
Play Candle in the Wind 97.
So there's a few things I want to ask. I love the fact that we have to book the guy on the show. I've met Chris a couple of times. We have to book him on the show to have a conversation with him. Yep. You know, and not once he doesn't invite me around to his house.
I haven't been there for a year.
He's never knocked on the door and asked for any milk or sugar.
I don't have milk.
Can I come round to your house and will you teach me how to play the piano?
I mean, if you want.
I would love...
I haven't been there for about a year.
Well, can I house it for you?
We've been on tour.
Can I come to... I want to come to your house.
Do you want
to be invited into your house because I want to be your friend.
Okay.
And I'll come in now.
I don't like being friends with people.
And listen, I can live your lifestyle. I can drink Earl Grey. I don't have to have like
I don't drink tea.
Okay, well, I can drink water.
I basically sit and meditate all day.
Fine, you meditate.
And then write a ballad.
And
you
I can
play Xbox.
No, he doesn't have Xbox, Dave. The guy doesn't drink tea.
I do have Xbox. I've got Xbox yoga.
Right. Can I come to your house?
Why are you asking me this?
Because I want to be your friend.
Well,
and
I don't have any friends.
I will be a sane, rational part of your life.
Why don't we do Celebrity Big Brother together?
No, seriously. Look, stop. Don't mess with me.
What about I'm a Celebrity? Do you know what? I just got told the most crazy thing.
Thursday night, I'll come around to your house.
I'm not there on Thursday. We have to go to Germany.
No, you don't. Well, it's cancelled.
I promise we do.
It's cancelled. They said they're going to put you on a taxi bike. You won't go. So listen, Thursday...
I think it's Eina taxi bike.
Mm. All right.
See, lunch. Gig is off.
How about lunch?
That's so racist.
Lunch.
Lunch what?
We'll have lunch at your house.
Okay.
Today, right, today I would imagine, this is your itinerary, and I haven't spoken to anybody, right, you
I'm going to bed, I've got to go to bed at some point.
Bed, Smed, seriously, you're a millionaire, you can buy sleep. So what you do is, I've looked on the internet, eBay, you can go and rehearse at the Brits today, and then you will you'll go home, I would imagine, for a break in the afternoon.
Well, I might go to the studio.
Don't go to the studio, you don't want to overtire yourself for tonight's performance, because you promised you're going to get Michael Bolton.
I thought it was tomorrow night's performance.
It is tomorrow night, there you go, tonight is Valentine's night, and I'm sure you'll be, going off to the, you know, a romantic...
I'm actually on my own.
Well, listen, Sophie's going to cook for me tonight. You are more than welcome to come along. Yeah. We will cook some food.
Is she into that threesome stuff?
No, don't be saucy. I know you don't mean it like that.
Can I not say threesome on radio?
No, you can say that, but that's fine, but I know you don't mean... We're inviting you as friends.
Sex is fantastic. Diss sex.
If you go for the number one haircut, I might think about having sex with you, but with that crazy hair, I can't do it.
You don't like Bob Dylan.
Forget Bob Dylan. I would have sex with him either.
I'm trying to be like blonde Bob Dylan.
Listen, so can I come and... here are the two options.
This sounds like a phone call.
Yeah, I know. But wouldn't you love to be my friend? How much would I make your life so much better? You'd feel much better about 14, your life.
14%.
If I was in your life.
You are in my life.
So you can either come tonight for some tea... And I'm serious, look at me. Or tomorrow, when you're on your Brits break, because you will go and come back on shore, or whatever you do, I will come round, and I'll make you beans on toast, or something like that. Or we can just hang out together.
Do you play table tennis?
If you want, I will learn. Will you shut up? I think we could be friends, don't you think?
I thought, okay, fine.
This would be so great.
You can always
say no.
You'll
drop me when the next balladeer comes along.
I won't. It's handy. You know, it's good. It's handy for lifts home if we ever meet at gigs. So, I won't do that.
Okay.
So, what do you want?
Dave,
No, David's miles away. Listen, don't worry about it.
Where do you live, Dave?
I live in Scotland.
Yeah, he lives in Edinburgh.
Miles away.
Well, you can come round, I mean.
That would be nice.
I have a toaster that does three slices.
How come I've been asked to come round and he gets an invite?
You try too hard.
I'm not trying too hard.
And you don't play table tennis.
I do play. Exactly. He's a liar.
Exactly.
He's a liar. I play table tennis.
Can we play some music?
They call me Ping Pong Moyles. That's what they call me. So either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Okay. So tomorrow then.
Okay.
I'll bring around some sandwiches.
Okay.
And we'll have a little picnic in your rock star house.
Okay.
And we'll teach you how to play 80s.
Whatever you say.
This is going to be great. I'm so pleased. This is good.
Okay.
See?
Can I go now?
You really want to go, don't you?
Well,
I've never seen somebody so desperate to get out of the studio.
Not since
Drew Barrymore was on the show.
Oh, she's nice.
Okay, well, thank you, Chris.
Hey, can I say thank you also to you?
Of course you can.
Okay, will you play Debbie Gibson or Michael from Bolton or your record as a way of saying...
Do you know what? You ready? 5 seconds.
Thanks. Is this it?
Mm. This is our record.
This is You're My Baby.
Yeah. I'll play the rest.
Ghetto
when
Life.
I come round to your house, I will play the rest.
You've just lost 20,000 listeners by that off.
No, we haven't.
You just got the kiss vote then.
So, Christopher, good luck with the Brits tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
You deserve it because the album is brilliant. It's every track on it is great.
Except tracks 9 and 15.
And the Johnny Cash track,
that's the
Kingdom Come track, is genius, it's brilliant.
That's good.
Absolutely brilliant. And I wish you...
Can I tell you something? This is our last radio interview for many years.
Is it?
Our next record is going to be a lot better. And I know because it's written. That's all I have to say. Goodbye.
Chris Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. We have to do a fake goodbye with Chris because I want to get my photo taken with him before he leaves.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do... let's do Tedious Link and then move on.
How did you think that went?
Well, the guy from the record company has got his head in his hands and has just vowed to never bring anybody to our show again. Although Chris is now going, I think we could be friends. That's what he's saying. I think the sandwiches line clinched it for me. Should we move on?
Yes, please.
Right, Tedious Link, can you get today's from yesterday's Tedious Link?